Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican, a true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com. Paid for by Students for Bodoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bodoni and I approve this message.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
There's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says it, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
tonight. And I tell you what, gas prices is dropping way down a bit. Virgil Russell, how you doing, brothers? Are you all surviving?
Oh, yeah. Doing good, man. Enjoying this Texas heat. We actually got a little rain today, so that was a nice break. But, yeah, we're doing all right, man. Hanging in. How about you guys?
Oh, doing good. How you doing, Russell?
Oh, we doing pretty good so far. You know, work's slowing down a bit. Just told my dispatcher, she said, I don't know what's going on. I said, well, the country's going into a recession, just like I said, and they're not admitting to it. So I said, you can look for things to get a lot slower.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, on a good note, you know, gas dropped way down. I think there were some places where I seen it for $3.75 a gallon. So I stopped and filled up and said, damn, haven't seen that in a while. But,
well,
you know, a lot of
that's still twice as much as we were paying for a gallon when we were energy independent under President Trump. And, you know, that's not falling gas prices, though.
I hear you.
No. Nope, it's still highway robbery. I mean, you know, there's nothing to get excited about. It's still pathetic. It's still sickening. It's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And, well, what's even more pathetic is everybody's just willing to take it. Nobody's willing to stand up. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, the Latinos are standing up. You know, after Pedo Paul's, Mrs. Pedo Paul's statement.
And by the way, I'm not a soft taco.
I haven't seen Latinos and Mexicans in this much of an uproar since they ran them out of the Alamo.
Oh, I know, but you know that was you know that they show their true racist colors. You know, even Biden has
gone
down the black community. You know?
It's not racism. It's Jill Biden has reinforced what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez destroyed when she came into office. When it came to blonde jokes, Jill Biden mm-hmm. has restored the blonde joke. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Has restored the blonde joke.
That is true.
But you know what? You know what everybody's missing, and it goes right with Virgil talking about how truly elitist and they really are. But I forgot where I was going. Never mind.
Well, I know. I kind of know where you were going. If Trump, DeSantis, Nomi, or anybody else would have said that, oh, buddy, you would have seen every lowrider from California all the way up headed to the White House to protest.
Yeah.
You would have heard Elizabeth Warren, Shifty Shift, Pretty Boy Swiddle, and all
Maxine.
Of them, they would have came out of the, oh, Maxine would have come out the woodwork. She
yeah.
would have come unglued.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't know.
What I was going with that was, I was going to say, just remind everybody what you had said before, Virgil, was that as you were saying, you know, it's like nobody cares, just la-da-da, whatever, you know. You know, here's a picture of my tits, you know. Ooh, look, I make cookies. You know, until they actually start losing stuff, start getting taken away from them, is the boiling point now. They just, a poll had just come out, like we've been saying all along. Evidence has just been bubbling up on the election fraud. And now a poll by OAN, 52% of the country believes there was fraud.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's a substantial number. Joe Biden's approval level's at 32%. You know, Democrats are going, you know, really? Come on, man.
Russell, the proof is right here. Never did the New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, all of these liberal publications, Time Magazine and everything, ever criticize Obama. They would not criticize Obama if somebody held a gun on him. Okay?
Right.
But now, all this criticism is coming up with Biden. All of it. They're stabbing him in the back. They're jumping ship on him. You know, they're not saying that the country was better under Trump, so to speak. But they're saying it in so many words. They're saying many words.
They just don't want to admit it. You know.
Oh, well, and my condolences to the Trump family for the death of their mother. She was a beautiful woman, and I admired her a lot. And it's great loss to humanity.
Yeah.
Ivana Trump.
Yeah. It's our condolences to him. But, you know, they admitted last week, Russell, that we're heading into the new world liberal order. I mean, they came straight out and said it. But nobody just said anything or did anything.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they're not.
You know. But then top this off during the middle of the week. I got friends up in Manhattan and stuff, and I've been seeing this all over where they are starting the nuclear videos, you know, like duck and cover videos that we did when we were kids, where they came out with the brand new ones, and everybody's wondering what the hell is going on with that or if they're planning something. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, I know now they're going to put an alarm system on the border wall. They're going to call it Taco Bell's.
Soft breakfast Taco Bell's.
But, it's been all over the news. He's been blowing smoke up Israel's ass about how they're not going to let Iran get nuclear weapons and all that. Well, guess what? Newsflash, people, they've got them. They got them already.
Yep. Oh, they've had them for a while, you know. But not only that, we've known for years. You know, what about those three nuclears that went missing a couple of years ago, and they're Obama?
Well, he's headed to Saudi Arabia to talk with the prince to ramp up oil production, which that is a mistake. If they want to, you know, talk to the Saudi prince, he should send Kamala over there with her knee pads. You know, that would do a lot better.
And some Vaseline.
No, I don't think you need any Vaseline for that. Maybe a board tied across your ass, but not any Vaseline.
Right. But I don't know. I mean, everything's right here. I mean, they're not even hiding anymore, guys. I mean, they're just held it like it is right in front of our face. Nobody's budging. You know, that's what's kind of shocking me. I'm like, wow. They're not hiding.
And this guy Epps, they still refusing to bring him out of hiding. Now they're going to Twitter and Facebook employees, and they're offering testimony with a disguised voice. I watched that the other day.
I missed that one.
I mean. Oh yeah, it is entertaining. It's sickening, but it's entertaining. You know, I mean, it's just the level of stupidity these people are stooping to, and people are buying this. Well, guess what, people? That the Secret Service said Trump tried to grab the wheel and told somebody and told this, and the California Raisins are testifying that they heard it through the grapevine and all of this kind of stuff. All of that is inadmissible. Inadmissible. It's all hearsay.
Yep.
I mean, this whole January 6th commission is a joke and a half.
Oh, yeah, it is. I've been watching it, you know, and everything.
I think it goes beyond that, Virgil. I mean, this is what banana – this is what you've been there, man. This is what you see in banana republics, man. The very thing that's going on in D.C. right now. And let me tell you, man, you were talking about America. Set up with it, 52% of Americans think they fraud in the election now. Of course, we know it is, and more and more that's coming out. But let me ask you this, is Virgil or yourself or anybody we knew was caught on videotape making a drug deal with the, the customer complaining about the weight. And this is all on videotape. How long do you think it takes for us to be arrested and thrown in jail?
About 5 seconds.
It's less than that.
So you have that. Then, yes, sir, Big Daddy Creepy Joe himself sells a million barrels of our strategic oil to a Chinese company that Hunter's connected to.
Yeah.
Okay, you better come up about another 2 million barrels on that. It's 3 million, actually.
Okay, the numbers I saw were a million. Okay, it could be more.
No, three million barrels of oil.
Mm-hmm. Going to Saudi Arabia, by the way, and China. Mostly China.
Well, it's Saudi Arabia doesn't need oil. I mean, their gas prices, the price of gas in Saudi Arabia is 52 cents a gallon.
Oh, damn. I haven't seen that since, like, in the early 70s.
Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, all of that, they haven't seen a dollar a gallon yet. Yet.
Wow. That's true. But, you know, it's like right here in New Mexico, they did a survey of oil up here. We have enough oil here to produce on our own for 200 years. But they want it,
but they want to cut
the oil off.
Joseph, the fairy tale of oil being leftovers from the prehistoric age, dead dinosaurs and all of that, That's a wives' tale. Oil rejuvenates itself. When an oil well is depleted, it's capped off, and then it's left for a few years, 10, 20 years. Then they go back and they do what's called a pig the line. Russell knows what I'm talking about. They pig the line with nitrogen, clear it out, and then they start repumping oil out of it.
Right.
That's why you see those big pickaxe. They call them pickaxe pumps on those wells out there. They're bringing up that oil.
Right, that makes sense because right where I live, you know, this place where I live at, there was dinosaurs and stuff that ran through here thousands and thousands of millions of years ago. Where the volcano is
okay.
Over here, you know, I'm surprised there's no oil rigs up here, but you're all right.
Okay. You know, okay, they want to talk about the world's overpopulated, the world just the world that. Do you know how far you got to drill down to hit oil? Okay, so that
probably
means that somewhere a bunch of dirt came out of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
and buried everything on top, miles and miles of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt buried things miles and miles under.
Lost Virgil. Hopefully he calls back in. But yeah, that makes sense, you know. What do you think, Russell?
Well, you know, it's just so much. I mean, shoot, Joseph. I mean, I'm glad it's Roundtable Thursday because there's just so much to touch on with everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, and being tyrants that our government is, Republican and Democrat alike, you have these guys out there now to figure out a way to keep abortion federal when the Supreme Court just said there was no constitutional basis for it. So, you know.
Go ahead, Russell. Russell, finish up. That's true. I agree with you, Russell.
Yeah, guys, sorry. My headset went dead.
Are you good, brother?
But I agree. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. And, how much evidence has to be out there? What we're seeing right now, all the evidence on Hunter and Ukraine and who's actually doing the war crimes over there. Oh, and then you had Lindsey Graham, senator from, I think, South Carolina. I don't know if he'd suck a dick, but he'd probably hold it in his mouth till he came. was out there saying what a terrible person Putin was, and he needs to be, he put up some kind of bill or whatever to have them added to the state-sponsored terrorist list and all this stuff, man.
Right.
And that's just so pathetic, man. And all the major media outlets, with the exception of OAN, are out there spreading the same propaganda, man. I don't care who you turn on. They're using the same keywords. They're doing everything humanly possible to keep that thing going. And I'm going to tell you right now, they need to change the name of all this bills they're putting up, send all this money to Ukraine and stuff like that. They just need to call it what it is, you know, continued contributions to the money laundering operation.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
What? You got to wonder how much they're blackmailing the Biden administration and all this with Hunter's laptop. You know it's blackmail money. You know.
Because
I've seen some videos that Putin put out that I've been kind of watching, and he explains the reason why he's doing all this because he doesn't want the One World Order. He's fighting them. He is actually fighting the elites.
I told y'all that.
Prove me wrong?
I told you that from day one.
Right. He said he was going to win. I guarantee he probably will.
I tell you what.
What's your?
I'm not particularly a fan of. But I do think that. I don't know. Let me chew on that in a second. Berger, what do you think?
Well, I know this. All those comments are not helping
the lesbian Lurch and her drug charges over there. They're gonna use that. They're gonna milk that cow on all four tits. The best thing they can do about that issue is just keep their mouths shut.
Yep.
You know. I mean, you go to somebody's house, and they tell you they don't allow smoking in their house. You go to somebody's house, they tell you they don't allow drinking in their house. You go to somebody's country, and they say they don't allow them drugs in their country. Well, you don't bring them drugs into the country, you know, whether it was an accident like she claimed or not. You know, she's responsible.
You know? Level, and I'm speaking for no one other than myself here right now. I sincerely hope that the turnout of that whole thing right there is that she gets a long stay in a Siberian work camp, and I pray she hates every day of it.
Maybe they'll make her a trustee and they'll let her change light bulbs on the streets of Stalingrad on the streetlights.
Well, look at it like this, too, guys. She hates America so much, but now she got her wish. She's in a communist country. She got her wish.
I mean, that's no different than these people. Defund the police. The police of this, the police of that, the police of murderers, all that. But when you hear all that shooting going on in your neighborhood, you dial 911. Why not
right.
go out the window and just holler, hey, crackhead, go look and see who's doing all that shooting and stop them.
Crackheads ain't that stupid.
Go ahead, Russell.
Well, I mean, you know, we haven't even, and of course you had one of Gates' false meat experimental lab, Soylent Green manufacturing fake food plants burned down. I thought that was rather interesting. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. You know, people are starting to catch their breath, and they're going, okay, the economy's going to be okay, bleeding stuff. Well, last time I looked up the sector board, I thought it was down about 9,000 points overall, it may have bubbled out for a second, but there is nobody in D.C. there is a very, very hard recession is coming. It's already started. Don't believe bullshit. And I think the only man with the smarts to fix it, and it ain't gonna be a quick fix. It's gonna be a couple of years of hell.
And people
hated after the planners of the coup are locked up in prison.
Right.
And that's not if, ladies and gentlemen, this is going way ugly for way too long.
Well, it's like Virgil has always said. This is going to make the 39 crash look like a piece of cake.
Oh yeah, it's going to be devastating. You know, finally people are starting to do the math. They're finally going to spray some WD-40 in their ear or some coral oil in their ear, and they got their wheels turning in their brain again. And you know, a 9.7% unemployment rate compared to a 2.6
unemployment rate, you know, within the same span of administration, less than 2 years. So,
right.
You know, you can try to blame, they trying to kick the COVID back up. You know, when they started that shit, I went to run the Tractor Supply, but in a way, we bought a shitload of ivermectin, and my next-door neighbor came down. She tested positive for COVID, was feeling run down. She took the ivermectin we gave her for 3 times in 1 day, and now she's up cleaning the house. She's up and
out. No, I've been lucky. I haven't caught it again this time around, so, you know. But then again, I'm not around in public that much, you know, either. But they're planning it because I've been seeing it, and they're bringing up COVID, you know. Oh, we got COVID here in this state, COVID in that state. And they're planning it for the elections to get shut down so they can shut it down. Everybody's talking about it. They know.
Well, everybody in Louisiana, when the CDC came out with that, oh, well, we might have to put the mask mandates back up. They hurried up and told John Bel Air was, don't even try it.
Right.
Don't even try it.
They haven't said anything out here, so that's been really quiet.
I'll be so glad when that son of a bitch is gone next year. I swear to God. But we got Bill Cassidy. We got Bill Cassidy that's going to try and run for governor, but I don't think he's got a chance.
Right. Well, Karen's looking mighty good. She's looking really good up here, Virgil. You already see. So she's really up, getting up there. Everybody here is figuring out. Cause you and I and Russell has talked about all this voting fraud and everything that's just now starting to get out. And they have figured out what we have said. The GOP is in bed with the Democrats with all this stuff. They can get a write-up today.
Well, of course. Like Russell said, all of this money that's supposed to be going to the Ukraine. Okay, well, you know, you don't feed the laundromat without kicking out to the crew. You know, you got to give the crew a little piece of that, too. So they all
get
a little piece of it.
Oh, yeah.
All of the players.
Even the governors are involved with it.
You tell me this. And ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to call in and answer this question yourself if you like.
917-889-3890.
The DOJ is completely corrupted. FBI is completely corrupted. CIA, of course, we know the government. So who's left to bring charges? All right, somebody tell me who's still bringing charges against these people if it's not you and I. Thoughts?
Exactly. Who's really in charge? The CCP, probably China.
You know, I mean,
what do you think?
Well, it's Bill Gates. It's you know, Buffett and all of them people there. You know that they the movers and the shakers. You know, nothing happens without their approval. You know, when you control the checkbook, you control the world.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention Klaus is the main player in this whole thing too.
You know.
He's been popping up lately.
But
he's been basically,
I mean,
popping,
you know,
up in a lot
the
of places.
The comments they make, Hunter dealing crack on, you know, videoing himself dealing crack, which is virtually fucking just
stupid.
Just as stupid as can be. I mean, if you're that stupid, you lose your place while you're having sex. I mean, that's just a pure D idiot right there. And
well,
to let him get away with that.
Let wait, hang on a second, definitely not the sharpest knife in the drawer by anybody's imagination. But the biggest part of that, and this is probably maybe the best example we've had in a while of this, this is elitist behavior. His dad was senator for 50 years. He was vice president. Now he's president. Nobody's going to touch him because of the corruption in one thing or another. I mean, shit, Al Capone would be sitting there and go, look at these son of bitches run this thing, man. I mean, and that's the whole thing. It's elitist attitude. I can do anything I want to. I can't be touched because I'm an elitist, you know, and that's what it boils down to. And that's the kind of, and I don't want to say half-wit because they're not, but,
they're insane.
People like him are dangerous, period.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, and stepmom is no help to that at all. But I will put this as a point in her favor. Okay, when she put Latinos in the category of breakfast burritos, Russell, that Mexican weather girl, you know, breakfast taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would eat that every morning.
Well, I tell you, yeah, she pissed off a lot of Latinos up here in New Mexico, you know. So, but they actually came out making T-shirts about that.
But the thing is, William, okay, where is AOC on this? Where is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with all of her crying, you know, about how Latinos are being mistreated at the border and all of this mess? You ain't heard peep one out of that fucking dingbat bitch.
She's been quiet for months, to be honest with you. I haven't seen anything out of her for the last several months. Not even from Omar.
Okay, and that shit in Ohio with that 10-year-old girl getting raped. Okay, and saying that she had to go to another state to get an abortion, that is bullshit. She could have had that procedure done in Ohio because their law makes a provision for rape and incest and endangerment of the mother. Okay?
Yep.
That was all hooked up by Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
That was bought
and
paid for by Planned Parenthood.
Oh, definitely. I mean, everybody saw through that. You know. That's all about
and the videotapes. Did you see the videotapes from Uvalde? From the school shooting at Uvalde? Did you see the videotapes of that?
Yep, I saw that.
Disgusting. Disgusting. It was disgusting. Every goddamn one of them son of a bitches that wore that uniform there, they are a disgrace to anybody and everybody who ever wore a uniform. They're cowards. They ain't worth a shit.
They shouldn't even be allowed
to write a fucking parking ticket.
Well, you heard that the chief resigned, didn't you? He's finally put his resignation in after that came out.
Well, okay, you're going to resign. You're going to resign and get half of your pension and half of your 401k and all of that bullshit there. The son of a bitch ought to be fucking prosecuted. The son of a bitch ought to be prosecuted.
Every one of them.
I guarantee you, and I got a witness right here on this radio show, right here, Russell Gunny Hold, okay? I'm going to tell you what. If any of us would have acted like that in a combat situation, we would have been brought up on fucking Article 132s out of the fucking ass.
Yep.
And we'd still be in fucking Leavenworth to this day.
Yep.
I absolutely 100%, brother. 100%.
Unless you're an elitist, like Russell was saying.
Well, you know, it's Virgil just hit the nail on the head there. I mean, this is what we've got. Now, like I said, you saw the video, you saw how he acted there. So, you know, you put him in any real kind of confrontation and they pulled up like a cheap lawn chair. On the other side of that, you've got these people out there that make every dime and dollar off of it that they can, never let a crisis go to waste. And I'm still a little interested. It doesn't look like there's anything, but I'm still digging about that sheriff's link to Beto O'Rourke. But
that's the one that resigned, Russell.
With an accessory to murder, and they should have to stand trial for that stuff. I agree with Berger.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
That right there is called what is called cowardice in the face of the enemy. Plain and simple. Plain and fucking simple. I mean, in any situation, whether it is civilian or whether you on a foreign battlefield, you do not tuck tail and run from the enemy. You do not tuck tail and run from the enemy. Under no circumstances. Unless you are given specific instruction, unless there is no other recourse other than to pull back, regroup, and hit them again.
That's right.
That is number one Marine tactic that has been for 250 years, just about. You pull back, you regroup, and you bust their ass again. You keep going, you keep going, you keep going. And you kill every son of a bitch they send at you, and eventually they'll quit coming.
Until they run out.
You got nine. I counted nine in there with ballistic shields. Ballistic shields, AR-15, shotguns, body armor, full battle rattle. And they couldn't get in there and take this son of a bitch out?
Well, they said they were too scared to, Virgil. But they had all that equipment, like he said.
And let those kids bleed to death that were in there that could have been saved? I mean, that's some sorry son of a bitches. I mean, and they got the nerve to pull you, me, Russell over, anybody over, and they want to, with their mirror shades and all, and walk up to you and act tough and all of this shit and give you big speeches about this, that, and the other and write you a ticket and threaten to arrest you and all of that. You know? I mean, it's fucking bullshit. It's bullshit.
Yep.
Every fucking one of them are coward motherfuckers in my book, and I have no respect for them.
And you have to wonder, Virgil, you have to wonder, was this actually planned out? Was this scaled, you know, where did these orders come from? I mean,
you got a fucking officer of the law walking across the hall to a fucking hand sanitizer dispenser in the middle of a fucking gunfight? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. But there was a few officers that actually went in to rescue those kids too, to fight those stand down orders too. There was a couple of them, and they arrested the mother that was going in to save her kids. That pissed me off the most. They arrested a mother that was trying to save her kids. She said, "Fuck that!" And she broke away from them and she rescued her kids.
Did you see
that one?
You know, I mean, you got guys packing hundreds of pounds of equipment upstairs, up flights of stairs in the World Trade Center, killing themselves. They had 9 firefighters had heart attacks trying to get to those people in those towers.
Mm-hmm.
9 firefighters had heart attacks trying to get up there to save those people and ended up dying trying to do it. And these son of a bitches, they're locked, cocked, and ready to rock, got everything in the world to shoot back with, and they're going to let this one little punk back them down?
One headshot,
no, man.
It wasn't a back down. They allowed that punk-ass kid there to continue murdering children in their cowardice. And I'm sorry, that's accessory to murder. If you put on that badge and you take an oath, it's disgusting. It's truly disgusting.
Well, the main one, Gunny, was the cop outside that saw him shooting the school from outside and didn't take him out.
Yep.
Well, it's like that poor guy up in New York, up in the Bronx, that store owner. He was trying to save his life. He ended up killing the guy, but he got arrested for it because the cops didn't want to do any paperwork.
Well,
and now they got to do paperwork. You saw that
one,
didn't you?
That just sends the message to everybody in America. I hope people are listening to this, and I hope they're learning from it. If you got to drop a son of a bitch in your yard or in your house or on the street, do not call 911. If it's on the street, hey, that's why they call them detectives. Let them figure it out. If it's
right.
at your house or in your yard, don't dial 911. Call 811. That's who you call before you dig a hole.
Because chances are
the son of a bitch that you're going to shoot in your house or in your yard is a nobody. And if you dial 911, all of a sudden he's going to become a somebody. And you're going to become a defendant.
Jail board.
How about that father in Florida there who showed up at the school board hearing and stuff like that and was wanting to know had pornography and elementary school libraries and started reading out of one of the books and they cut off the mic and had it removed.
I saw that one too.
What lettuce, bacon, tomato, gun, oil, rug munching group to think it's necessary for drag queens go to elementary school to teach about sex.
I wanted to teach porn.
You know what? This exact shit was going on when God burned Sodom and Gomorrah down.
Yep, when he sent them turd burglars to hell.
Yep.
And he's gonna do it again. You know. I don't know, guys. It's getting evil and evil and evil, you know.
I can say, you know, I can't do anything about it. You can't do anything about it. We've been on this show for years warning people what is coming. You know, I mean, hell, we predicted more prophecy than Nostradamus on this show.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And, you know, all I can do is just say, all I can do is sit back and gloat and say, well, smile and say, well, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
I told you so. That's
then
it.
They call you everything in a book. You know?
Well, they may have called me everything in the book before, but there's one word in the dictionary they're calling me now. Right.
Right.
Well, it's like I was talking to Karen earlier before the show, and we were talking about, you know, all what we were saying earlier about the voting fraud and everything. I go, Karen, you heard me and Russell and Walter talk about that, about the GOP being in bed with the Democrats. She goes, yes, I know. She goes, you guys were very much right. I go, uh-huh. You know.
And that lady running, remind me, who's the lady running for Secretary of State?
Audrey.
Audrey.
She's looking good, too. She's got a battle, but she's looking good. But I tell you, I don't know, guys. I mean, we should do some more predictions.
Yep. I predict that I'm fixing to sign off and go to bed.
Well, I predict I'm going to sign off and try to get the yard work done. I've been trying to catch up on. don't get nighttime out here till like 10 o'clock. Believe it or not.
It's about 9 o'clock right now. I mean, it's summer. About
9 o'clock,
it gets dark here.
Yeah.
Well,
but you know, Virgil and I was drunk, so, you know, we can sleep anywhere, no matter what the condition. We can sleep
right
on the rock. We can sleep sitting up. We can sleep standing up.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have done it before. I have done it before.
Right.
But all I can say, you know, about... you know, going back to the Soylent Green deal, you know, it don't bother me and Russell too much. You know, after you done dug in a pile of sea rations with a P-38, you can eat anything.
Yeah.
Speaking of, that's a nice restoring you're doing on that gun, Virgil. That's a beauty.
Oh, yeah, I got that, my buddy Jim Thames. Believe it or not, I don't know whether y'all saw it or not, but Ted Nugent come and bought a couple of body armor rigs from him, Russell.
Uh-huh.
And, he found that at a gun show, up on the Texas side, but close to Shreveport. And, he called me up and told me what the guy had. And just to show you how good of a guy Jim is, you know, he went ahead and bought it for me. And I just went ahead and paid him back. And when I made a trip to Texas, I slipped down. He lives around Waco. And I took 65 down south from Dallas to Waco. I think it's 65 to 14. But I met up with him down there and paid him back and got the rifle and everything and brought it home and started tinkering on it and stuff and getting it back into shape. But it's a nice rifle. Russell, I think that's a national match. I mean, that thing is worth over $2,000.
Dang.
And for the deal I got, huh?
That's a damn.
Oh yeah, Springfield Armory National Match. Oh yeah, tax and all, I off the shelf. You're gonna pay $2,000 for it, without any of the scope or anything on it. Just a plain naked rifle.
But anyway, yep. Why don't you do a little advertising for them before we go off there so where they can get all that armor and stuff?
Oh, Jim Thames with Black Diamond Body Armor? He's on Facebook, Black Diamond Body Armor. He will deal with you. He has all types of body armor. And he also has, he's got the little ones in mind. He's got the book sacks, the backpacks that, you know, you can pull over and use as that converts into bulletproof vests for kids.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I saw that. That was him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, wow.
That's him.
Okay, yeah, I saw
mean,
that.
He's got all, he's got all kind of rigs. He's got all kind of stuff. He goes to gun shows all the time. If you hit him up on Facebook, he's Jim Tames or Black Diamond Body Armor. You can find out where he's going to be every weekend. He travels around gun shows. He does Texas, Louisiana, Florida. He made a killing in Florida. He made a killing in Florida.
I think they're getting ready to have a gun show up here, so maybe I might go up there and hopefully run into him down there in Albuquerque when they do it.
Maybe so. Maybe so. You know, and but he, like I said, he posted on there. He got pictures of he sat and had lunch with Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent bought some body armor rigs from him, and I mean, he's an all around good guy. He's a square guy. I mean, he looks like, now when you first meet him, he's gonna look like he's an extra out of a San Quentin prison movie. Okay.
Okay.
He's gonna look like the scariest son of a bitch in the world, but he's just as good as gold.
Well, guys, it's that time, and we'll come back on here on Monday and everything. And I am going to do a special sometime next week that we've been talking about with Bobby Day, in memory of him and stuff, my friend. But we're trying to put some stuff together to do it. But I tell you what, it feels good to have a microphone and everything working again. I don't sound hollow anymore.
Yeah.
But anyhow, guys, you guys be careful out there. Let's see what happens.
Hey, we'll talk to you. Well, have a good weekend. God bless you.
Yep. All right, Gunny. Good night. All right. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. I'm out.
Be careful out there on the road, Virgil. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
See you Thursday night.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
With another man, now I'm doing 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I've been here for 12 long years, and I finally made the warden my friend. So he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking